This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for March the 4th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 2 Timothy 2:15. It says there, "Be diligent to present yourself approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, accurately handling the word of truth." End of quote. An understanding of who you are is the primary defense system for the pressures of your life. Teenagers and young adults face peer pressure. Your friends press you to do what is cool. You feel like you can please and get acceptance from your friends by giving in to their influence. However, cool things like smoking, alcohol, drugs, lustful internet sites hook you and addicts you for the rest of your life. You become a victim of cool things for the remainder of your life with no way of escape. Finally, you end up losing health, relationships, and your reputation. Grown-ups and adults also are not much different from these kinds of pleasures. Dearly beloved, an understanding of yourself is vital to face life successfully. First, understand and remember your real history and your true identity. Your history is rooted in God. And God defines your identity, not the people around you. The Bible says God created you. God made you in His own image. Your father and mother gave you birth. However, you were not their idea. You are God's idea. The Bible also says God loves you deeply and He is committed to your future well-being, not just here on this planet Earth, but even for your life after death. Bible says God knew you and saw you even before you became formed as a substance in your mother's womb. God formed your inward parts. God knitted you together in your mother's womb. You are skillfully, wonderfully, and fearfully made by God. The book of Psalms 139, verse 16. In other words, you are not an accident. You are not a pain or burden on this earth. You are not an afterthought of your parents. Bible says even before God created the earth and the heavens, He saw you and knew you and determined your allotted time in history and all the details of your life. Acts chapter 17, verse 26, Ephesians 1:3. It was all written down in His book, although you did not live at one day at that time in this world. Bible says in the book of Psalms 139:16, "You saw me before I was born and scheduled each day of my life before I began to breathe. Every day was recorded in your book." Psalms 139, verse 16. You see, this is your real history and true identity. God created you. You are His. You belong to Him. You belong to God because God skillfully, wonderfully, and fearfully formed you as an individual, as a person. God loves you and He is committed to your future well-being here on this earth and after your death. Secondly, God loves you deeply and fully committed to you. A mother's love for her child is the most in-depth love people generally experience. But listen to what God said, and it is recorded in Isaiah 19:15-16. It says, "The Lord answers and says, can a woman forget her own baby and not love the child she bore? Even if a mother should forget her child, I will never forget you." Then God says this, "I have written your name on the palms of my hands." Psalms 27 verse 10 says, "Even if my father and mother abandon me, the Lord will hold me close." End of quote. Thirdly, God made you in your mother's womb has a divine, perfect plan and purpose for your life. He has. Bible says, "Many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand." You may have different goals. However, God has a definite and unique plan for your life. God's unique plan for Abraham was he gets out of from the pagan idol worship background and serve the living and holy God. Genesis chapter 12. God's plan for Noah was to build an ark for the security of those who would come in for rescue when the flood destroyed the whole earth. Genesis 6. God's purpose in Jacob's life was to build a nation, the nation Israel, through his 12 children who became the 12 foundational tribes of the nation Israel. Genesis 49. God's plan for Joseph's life was to protect the seed's promised line, Jacob's children, from the worldwide famine and death. Genesis 50 verse 20. God's plan for Moses' life was to deliver Israelites from their bondage in Egypt and lead them to the promised land. Exodus 3. God says this about prophet Jeremiah. He says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations." Beloved, did it ever dawn on you God has a beautiful, divine, perfect plan in your life? God set you apart for a unique and definite purpose even before your birth, the Bible reveals. Don't you want to know more about God's idea and perfect plan for your life? Our today's Bible insight says, Therefore, be diligent to present yourself approved to God. Because God is your creator who formed and shaped you the way you are. He loves you more than any other person would ever love you. He is committed to your future well-being now, here and after death. He has a perfect, divine and beautiful plan for your life. Would you pray with me today? Father in heaven, I understand you created, formed and shaped me. I believe you love me more than all people in this world. I also believe you have a divine, perfect, unique plan for my life. I surrender my life to you now. I know I can know the living God in and through Jesus Christ, because he is the only mediator you gave to me to come to you. I believe Jesus died for my sins, buried and rose again for my salvation. I thank you for your love and I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord today. In the name of Jesus Christ I pray, Amen. May the love, presence and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.